You are the light of the world, and your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your heavenly Father. The scripture has a lot to say about light and darkness. From Matthew chapter 4, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelling in the land of doom, a light has shone. From Matthew 6, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, the whole body will be filled with darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be? Again, from John chapter 1, the beginning of the gospel, what came to be through him was life. And this life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Again, light and darkness, the interplay, good and evil, all reflected there. From John chapter 3, and this is the verdict. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Again, light and darkness, good and evil coming together. All of these are the things that Jesus is proclaiming to us. And he goes on beyond that. He continues this teaching when he says, I am the light of the world. He says it twice in the Gospel of John. I am the light of the world. He's God's light shining in our world. He claims that light. And now today he says, you are the light of the world. And you and I are the ones who reflect that divine light into the world. By baptism, we become other Christs. And by our good deeds, we begin to shine the light of Christ into the world. That's our mission. And then he says, because of that, let your good deeds shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your heavenly Father. That's our mission. Now, that's not to say, I better go check a box. I'm going to run down to Caring and Sharing Hands and do some good deeds for others. That's not the point. That's not what this is about. It's more than that. It's much more than that. It's deeper than that. Any Freemason can run down and do good deeds for somebody else. They believe in the brotherhood of man, but don't believe in the fatherhood of God. What's shining out of them is not the light of Christ. It's only that little human flicker that's in each of us, not the true light of Christ. It's more than that. Imagine this. You and I are given, let's say our soul is a giant steel plate, a big flat steel plate. And as we receive that, for the most part, let's say it's rusted over. It doesn't reflect anything. And one of the missions for us, for every one of us, is to begin to polish that piece of steel. We got to polish it. First, we're going to have to take some heavy-duty sandpaper. We're going to have to take off that layer of rust. And then when we get down to the bare metal, now we have to polish that. We're going to go to a very fine paper. Finally, in the end, we're going to bring it up to a full shine. We're going to make it into a mirror. That's what we're going to do. That's the Christian life. That's the spiritual life. And that means we not only have to say our prayers, we have to get rid of the gunk in our life, the sins in our life, the attachments in our life. And those are the things that begin to let the light of Christ reflect so that everything we do is now with the light of Christ. We see that in the lives of the saints. Mother Teresa, she was a sweet little old lady down there in Calcutta and picking up poor people. But if you looked at her, she's not much to see. Under 5 feet tall, all wrinkled up, nothing for beauty there. And yet Malcolm Muggeridge would meet her way back in 1980, see the work she was doing, and he says, I just saw God in a human being. That's the light of Christ. That's shining out because she reflected Christ. And it was because Christ was in her heart, because those attachments were gone, the sins were gone. Now her good deeds truly reflected the light of Christ. That's where you and I want to be going. It's not just checking boxes. I went to Mass, went down to Caring and Sharing Hands. It's not that. It's so much more to begin to polish our souls, to get rid of the rust and all of the stains that are on them. That's going to take some heavy-duty scouring. Obviously, we use the penances of Lent for that, but throughout the year, we need the self-denial that breaks us away from our sins. Solanus Casey, another one, a blessed in our own area, coming from the Stillwater area. He was a man who became a priest, was serving in the Detroit area, and in his community, he was seen as not that sharp, not that good. They didn't let him hear confessions. He was considered to be a mass priest, and they gave him the job of standing at the door and receiving visitors. But he did that simple little job with such great love, such attentiveness, such care, that he began to reflect Christ. And so in union with Christ was he that miracles were worked at his hands. His petitions were effective in heaven. All kinds of things were attributed to him. Way back there was a story. This comes back from, and the brothers started to record all of the things that happened because of him. July 26, and this is in 1926. Russell J., just a 17-year-old tomorrow, was 49 inches tall, enrolled in the Seraphic Mass Association, not Catholic. And he asked to make me grow. That was his petition. Make me grow. He was just a little shrimp at 49 inches. January 2nd, 2027, 6 months later. Today, Russell is reported growing 4.5 inches, the first change in 12 years, now developing normally. These are some of the miracles attributed to Solanus Casey. Again, another one from December 29, 1937. John Charles Kulbaki, 6 years old, blind since 3 weeks old, enrolled in the Seraphic Mass Association where Father Solanus was, and that was 6 weeks ago on Christmas Day. So again, we find that that's just a little bit later than that. On Christmas Day, when the crib came to the church there, the little child came up to the crib and was almost frightened and exclaimed, pointing at the crib, "Look, Mama, Deo gratias, thanks be to God." Now this child could see, blind from birth, now 6 years old, still blind, and a miracle was worked by Solanus Casey. These are signs that somebody has done all the polishing. They're reflecting Christ. They took down that level of sin, that stain, that rust, all of that stuff that would no longer reflect. And because of their union with Christ, not only was light pouring out, but in this case, even miracles. That's the mission for us. When Jesus says, "You are the light of the world," he's giving us a calling and a charge. Be that mirror. Be that cleansed, shiny, reflective surface. Be that person that can reflect Christ into the world. That's our mission. You are the light of the world.